Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam Midway 1548 on this wonderful Sunday afternoon. The time just going on to 25 minutes to if you just tune in from radio. And my name is Ismail Bariyava, and for the next 1.5 hours we have our guest, regular guest, is Mufti Ilyas, on our Q&A program, inshallah, and we'll be taking on your queries regarding to all aspects of Ramadan. But specifically this afternoon, we'd like to start with some of the aspects pertaining to zakat. And remember, the number to call in is on 011-854-1548, or you could also SMS on 0734613014. That SMS number, 0734613014. And we're taking any queries, any aspects of Ramadan, but specifically to zakat, inshallah, this afternoon. And if you'd like to, you could also email us on info@radioislam.co.za, or you could fax us at 854-7024. It's +27 11 854 7024. And you could also email us, like we said, or you could get us on an SMS on 0734613014. That SMS number again, 0734613014. And online with us is Mufti Ilyas. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah, Mufti Sahab. And I thought before we take on any callers or any queries, maybe you could just set some of the ground rules pertaining to zakat. I think there's some, you know, necessary information that we need to have on the calculation of zakat.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First of all, that zakat, a person who has got nisab. So we say a sahib, a nisab, is that person upon whom zakat is necessary, meaning that person will have to pay out zakat. Now this nisab, the summary of this nisab is, if a person has got 87.479 grams of gold, 87.479 grams of gold, or we'll say 612.35 grams of silver, or the money as asset equivalent to that, then that person will be classified now as sahib and nisab, and that person will be liable to give zakat. The jewelry, etc., is zakatable. A person should evaluate it and then, inshallah, give out the zakat. Zakat, give it, in our opinion, as stated by Imam Ghazali, Rahmatullah Alayhi, etc., and all the great scholars of Islam, that help those who are needy and destitute around you, meaning your relatives and your kith and kin, and those who are your close friends who may be financially wanting. For example, that it has been stated that one can give a real brother, stepbrother, sister, paternal aunt, uncle, and their children, maternal uncle, aunt, and their children, one's step-parents and their children, one's in-laws and their children, the poor and worthy of zakat parents of wealthy children, the poor and worthy children of wealthy parents, one's son-in-law, daughter-in-law, students, for who are poor, asatiza who are also wanting. Now, sometimes what happens that we give out our zakat outside our localities. Meanwhile, in our locality, there are those who are wanting, needy, destitute, poor, and we should address this point carefully.
Jazakumullah for that. Mufti Sahab, you've outlined a number of important issues. First of all, you spoke about 87.479 grams of gold or 612 grams of silver. Just a question that comes to mind. The gold is equivalent of 24 karat gold. Is that correct?
So that's a grammage of 24 karat gold, alhamdulillah.
And I think I'm just asking that would be...
Because you all read this after every
news bulletin.
Yeah,
that's the one. The other one is, when you spoke about categories, and I think you've outlined the categories of people who need, or to whom zakat can be paid, and I think the most important point you made is to go, and I can just liken that perhaps is to, when you throw water, a stone into the water, that concentric circle, the one that's innermost is the one that needs it first. As you're going out, then you could spread it out further and further. So the ones that are closest to you is the ones that you should be looking at first towards giving your zakat. Is that correct?
Yeah, I appreciate that example also, because alhamdulillah, if we start in our own zones, localities, caring for our immediate needs, alhamdulillah, there is tremendous reward when you give your zakat to other countries which are in need. But we should have one simple law that our relatives and our cousins and our brothers, sisters, and those who are close to us, they are more deserving. And inshallah, if everyone looks at that first, then the locality, then your town, then your province, then your country, and then outside, then inshallah you will be able to solve a lot of financial difficulties and you will not find anybody going around begging.
I think an important point that must be brought to mind, is that, many a times, and again, maybe it's something that we seem to have inherited over the years, is that unfortunately we look away from our families. We very seldom look towards them. And I think the important thing is that is to look towards them first and then towards, and I think that's how we build it up. In that way, like you said, we would, eliminate lots of difficulties the people immediately around us have. And of course, we have the neighbors and we go on. And I think this thing is extended. But I think most important, like you're pointing out this afternoon, is that, let's look at our immediate needs of our family members and those that are nearest to us. And then, look at theirs. And then, of course, there are certain categories that we can and cannot give zakat to. Those are different. But immediately what is and we should look at that.
Can I just state... Like, for example, those persons whom you cannot give zakat to.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I think we've worked out something, and I think it's best, you'd explain to us again. I think, reminder is so beneficial. Let's go through that again.
First of all, over the years, alhamdulillah, that we have developed a very simple rule that if you stand and spread your arms, then all from where you came from, that means your mother, father, maternal grandparents, maternal great-grandparents upwards, or own father, paternal grandparents, paternal great-grandparents and upwards, you cannot give zakat to. Then you cannot give zakat to one own son, his children, grandchildren, and downwards. And one's own daughter, her children, grandchildren, and downwards. And a husband cannot give the wife, and the wife cannot give the husband. You cannot utilize it as wages for ustads, imams, muazzins. You cannot give it to a wealthy person. You cannot use zakat for building masjid, madrasa, orphanage, school, for a well. You cannot use zakat for funeral expenses or to give the graveyard for that expenses. So the basic idea also we get, and principle, zakat, there has to be ownership of that zakat. For example, now, funeral expenses. The dead man or female cannot become owner of the wealth. That's why you cannot utilize it for funeral expenses. And just like the masjid, madrasa, orphanage, school, well, they cannot, they are not a personal, physical entity to accept and receive and own and control the zakat.
Jazakumullah for that. And just one question that came to somebody about wealth. The only time a person who is wealthy can receive zakat is when he's on a journey and perhaps due to some unforeseen circumstances. Is that correct?
Yes. Now, that will come under the section of wayfarer, which the Quran Kareem has categorized 8 categories of people who can receive zakat, and one is the wayfarer. For example, now a person, hypothetically speaking, went for Hajj, and unfortunately misplaced the entire funding of his, and is left now as poor, destitute. And the same person, he does not have recourse, he does not have resources to get money. Now those who are affluent, wealthy, etc., perhaps they may be able to go with their plastic cards and get some money out from the machines there. But let's say a person does not have people who can wire him the money or send the money quickly via some electronic media, etc. This person, simple person, just made it for Hajj. Now, all of a sudden, at the deep end, money gone, passport gone, everything gone. Now, that person definitely is one who you can give zakat.
JazakAllah for that. And we've got one query not related to zakat, but I'd like to just continue with that one. It says, if a woman has a haze while fast and the fast is broken at, so can she eat after that? That's the first part. And it's true that if she has it before Zohar and 5 days after that, however many days after that, she will get parked at the same time before Zohar.
Okay, second part I do not fairly understand. The first part is that once she starts experiencing haze, menstruation monthly, then obviously her fast broke.
The second part I'm also not clear. I'm going to try and read it one more time and see if we can make sense of it. And is it true that if she got it before Zohar, and 5 days after that, however many days after that, she will get back at the same time? So what they're saying is she'll be in a pure state at the time of Zohar, maybe after 5 days, 7 days, whatever the case may be. Is that true?
We do not know that, because that will depend on her habit and her pattern and her regularity. That is why we appeal to all the females that keep a record, a proper record, from the time you begin to menstruate, that have a book, a notebook, that this is your pattern, 3 days a month, 5 days a month, seven, and when it comes in the month, beginning of the month, which date. After some time, they will be able to have it noted down to the minutest detail, and then they have no complication, because they will exactly know that this is the haze, and this is istihaza, blood due to physical ailment or illness, and they will be able to calculate when to start fasting or when to start salat, etc. All that will become easy. Life will become extremely easy, provided the female tabulates it, writes it down, notes it properly. Alhamdulillah, there will be no difficulty.
JazakAllah for that. The number to dial is 854-1548 and the code 011-854-1548. And our guest on this afternoon's program is Mufti Ilyas. We're taking on your queries and questions pertaining to all aspects of Ramadan, and we're looking specifically at zakat. Mufti, we spoke about the nisab and we spoke about the categories it has to be given. What other pointers do we have with regards to zakat?
Allah Ta'ala has given us a very simple and easy deen that even zakat, hajj, etc., all are simple. If we look at, for example, hajj over 5 days, only three farais of it. That is, ihram, going to Arafat, and tawaf ziyarah. Now, when we look at zakat, again, a very simple formula, assets minus liabilities, 2.5% of that. Now, we are defining assets so that to ease the ruling, and also so we can understand quickly on what is zakatable. That you own something and you have possession of it, you control it, you have got haqq at-tasarruf, meaning right of distribution, and it is with you whole 1 Islamic lunar year. Now, when your asset has got those qualities, then alhamdulillah, you will pay zakat. But you will not pay zakat, remember, on personal effects, like your cars, personal things. You will pay on merchandise, goods, anything that you are selling, and have paid up for that. Also, that you will not pay for example, house, you are living it. Hypothetically speaking, if a person has got three homes, one Cape Town, one Durban, one Johannesburg, that because these are his personal properties, personal effects, then the person will not pay the zakat on that. Another point I would like to mention, that a person, for example, in the first month had 10,000 rand. Then in the sixth month, that person had, let's say, 20,000 rand. But at the time of calculation, that person had 100,000 rand. So that person will pay on 100,000 rand and not upon 10 or 20. At the time of calculation, that is the time wherein you are going to evaluate yourself and make the calculation.
Jazakumullah, I think just to go back, some important point is that, you know, it's ownership plus the ability to distribute. That means it's in your hands and you have it for one lunar year. That would give us a quick just breakdown of what zakat is all about. So it must be ownership. You must have the power to distribute it. It must be within your power to distribute it and must be with you for a lunar year. And I think the other thing that you've mentioned is with regards to personal effects. That means anything that you have as personal effects that belongs to you for your personal use, you not pay zakat on. And I think that, Maulana, does that also, Mufti Sahib, I beg your pardon, was that for the Shawafi as well in terms of gold and, you know,
jewelry? The Shawafi, Hazrat, they will not pay on jewelry which they are utilizing.
They will also not pay.
But the Hanafis will pay on jewelry, whether they're using it or not using it.
Okay, so this is the amount of jewelry that you have, so you calculate that and you will then take it. And it's 2.5%, and I think the last example you gave is you calculate it not at the amount that you've got at the beginning of the year, but the amount that when you're getting your zakat. So if you have got at the beginning at 10, but now at the end of the lunar year you've got 100,000, you then calculate it at 100,000. Is that correct?
Yes.
JazakAllah for that. And the number to dial 854-1548 and also 073-461-3014. The number again, 011-854-1548 or 073-461-3014. We've got a query here, but I don't think it falls within your ambit. It's about translation of a meaning, Joshua, and its meaning. Are you able to help with that?
No.
Okay, so that actually comes in on our program on a Saturday. That is with Sheikh Jad, who does the meaning program. So if you have SMS for this particular question, remember to call in tomorrow morning. You can speak to Sheikh Jad, or you could call in on Saturday when he does this particular program. You've got a call online. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Please go ahead.
Mufti Sahib, I have two questions.
Please, a little bit louder.
I have two questions. I'll listen over the air and I'll just leave my questions.
Right,
I have received from my father's inheritance a certain amount of money, which and he passed away 4 years ago. So do you start giving zakat from this year, or, and I just received it about a few weeks ago, or do I give it for the past 4 years also? And the other question is, what is the significance or the benefits of reading Surah Muntahina?
Sorry, I can't hear the next
what
one.
What is the benefit of reading Surah Muntahina and Surah Dahar?
Surah Muntahina and Surah Dahar. Okay, just to the first part of it.
Can I ask one question there?
Jim.
That she has received the inheritance now, but was she paying zakat, or is she a payer of zakat prior to this?
No, we didn't know what we're going to get.
No. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about previously, last year, were you paying zakat?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I'll answer, inshallah.
JazakAllah for that question. Walaikum salam. There's two parts to that question.
Yeah.
The one is the inheritance one, and the other one is about two particular surahs.
Yeah. First of all, those surahs, some are of the opinion that if you are looking for a suitable spouse, then you may recite those surahs. Secondly, the zakat question. Now, these zakat questions should be understood because it is a very practical one and it will always occur. First of all, that I would like to stress that inheritance should be distributed very quickly. It should not linger around for so long, like in this case, 4 years. But we make sugar to Allah that as it has been done now. Thirdly, that the amount received will be now zakatable. She will add that amount to her assets and pay zakat on it. If she was not paying zakat, that means she was a person not paying zakat, and now she received inheritance like 2 weeks ago, now she will have to wait for one Islamic lunar year. And in the interim, if she spent it, then there is no zakat on it. But if she received such a huge sum of money, and now it is she's able to hold it for one Islamic lunar year, then she will pay zakat. But in her case, that is why I posed the question, that was she paying zakat before? She said yes. That means very simple, that at the time of calculation, prior to which she has received the zakat,
the inheritance,
so she will link it up to her assets and regard it as one whole asset and calculate 2.5% and give out zakat. For the previous years, she does not have to give zakat on that money.
Okay, so when she got the money, now she combines it with whatever she's got in assets and it becomes a combined asset, and that
yes.
She will then calculate her zakat on. Jazakumullah, we've got two other callers online. We'll take both the questions. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Please go ahead with your question.
I want to know, I've got X amount of money invested which I get a dividend on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I pay on the dividend, or do I pay on the amount that is invested to?
Okay.
I'll hear on radio.
Jazakumullah khair. That's the first one. And we've got another call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Please go ahead.
I'd like to ask Mufti Saab, zakat, can it be payable on a person? She is liable for zakat, but she has a TV in the house. Can one give her zakat to someone like that?
Okay, Jazakallah, you're going to listen over here.
Jazakallah.
Right. Mufti Saab, we've got two questions. The first one is, do we pay zakat on the dividend or on the actual amount?
Now, for example, the person has got money invested. Now, if the person has got money invested, for example, in share, then remember that the share is like goods, and it can be bought and sold anytime. As a result, the current market-related value of the share will be taken, plus the dividends. Remember that is the asset side of your balance sheet. From that, if you had spent, obviously that will go to expenses, which is liability also. So you will pay on the current market-related value of your investment, and you will pay on the share, the dividend.
Okay.
The person, second question, the person who is poor, needy, destitute, has got a TV. Definitely it is not good in our age, because we are not disciplined and controlled people, and unfortunately, our whims and fancies take the better of us. Therefore, the TV is a harmful instrument in our age and time. Notwithstanding that, the person who is poor and has the TV, you should give him or her the money, but at the same time admonish them about the evils and harms of the television.
We've got another call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Mulana.
Alaikum salam, please go ahead.
Mulana, you know, I wanted to ask Mufti Saab a question.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I closed my shop a few years ago, and I've got a lot of goods. So my sister asked me that if I could, she could give me money for zakat and disperse of the goods. Now, how do you actually go about doing it?
Okay.
The actual manner of getting getting that goods off for her to fulfill her zakat needs.
Mustafa, do you need any more clarity, or is that fine?
No, I can carry on.
You can carry on. Okay, brother, is that all? Would you
yeah, jeez, that's all.
Jazakumullah, you listen off air.
All right, Jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum. The brother's closed the shop some time back. He's got a number of goods. His sister wants to take over that goods and give it to her zakat. How should they go about with it?
First of all, let us just simplify matters. Alhamdulillah, you have also said it. Just to repeat Now the brother has got no shop, but he's got a lot of goods. And the sister, obviously, she's one paying the zakat. But she also wants to help the brother out by helping him to sell those goods. So the current market-related value of those goods, the sister must buy it from that brother. And then she must distribute that good, those goods, as zakat to the poor, needy, destitutes. And obviously there are many organizations which are receiving goods for distribution as zakat. Here I must reiterate and stress that she will buy those goods off in the current market-related value. There'll be no undervalue of it, or there'll be no overvalue of it. For example, now a person cannot say, these goods here are now old and now tattered and torn, etc., not usable, I'm going to give it out in zakat. That is not correct. Also, a person cannot say that this year is my selling price of the goods, and markup is 100, 200%, and give those out as zakatable zakat as goods. That also is not correct. The related market related price, that I will presume will be in between cost and selling.
I think the key word here is the current value of the goods. That I think is the key word. We've got a number of questions that still come through. It is a normal haze for 7 days, bleeding for longer. After how many days can you keep fast and read Salah if still bleeding?
First of all, if the normal pattern, that is why I made one general advisory statement that they should keep records. Now, if the normal was seven, that means that's a normal seven, regular seven. So, alhamdulillah, after that it is istihaza. And what happens, how his istihaza comes about is that they generally take some medication for whatever ailment they have, and sometimes due to journey, and sometimes due to stress and depression and anxiety, and sometimes due to some difficulty, the pattern moves. So the seven will be regarded as haze, and the rest will be regarded as istihaza, and the person will take a bath, and on the eighth day carry on fasting and performing salah.
We've got another call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Please go ahead.
Malana, I need to know if my husband is allowed to pay my zakat on my behalf, even though I have the funds to pay it.
Okay, you have the. You want to know if he can pay?
He's allowed to pay it, Jim.
Okay.
I listen on the radio.
Right, JazakAllah. Vishab, I think we've had this a number of times. Can you? Maybe there's a rule to that. Can you pay somebody else's zakat even if they have the money in them? You know, it could be husband, wife, it could even be children.
This is a very important question, because I would like to comment on it concerning this masala on zakat, and the second masla on Sadqatul Fitr, and the third one on Hajj. So, inshallah, can I carry on?
Yes, so it's a three-in-one, so you're going to, you know, from three different aspects, okay? Go ahead.
One is, let us take the Sadqatul Fitr. Now, the Sadqatul Fitr is a small amount. Like, for example, 11 rand for Hanafis. And inshallah, as the time comes nearer, we'll discuss more masail. But the husband, generally what he does, he goes and gives out the Sadqatul Fitr for his entire family, wife and children, baligh, nabaligh, everyone. He goes and just distributes it. At times he does not even inform the family that, listen, I'm distributing the Sadqatul Fitr. Now, urf, there is a terminology called urf in Islam, loosely translated as common understood law. So the Sadqatul Fitr will come under that, and alhamdulillah will be discharged and valid. Now, previously, the husband, without informing the wife, should pay the zakat. And also it was regarded as urf. But due to now education, Islamic education on the increase, the husband should inform the wife that, listen, I am going to pay your zakat for you. Wife should give permission. Then, inshallah, the husband can go and discharge the zakat. Now, when the husband has done that 1 year, so the second year, if he takes permission, good. If he does not take permission, then it will be regarded as urf, common understood law, that the wife knows my husband is going to pay my zakat. Thirdly, in the case, the caller, that yes, even if she has got lot of money and the husband wants to pay zakat for her, on her behalf, permissible, absolutely permissible. Yes, he should just inform her that, listen, I am going to pay your zakat. She, alhamdulillah, should say yes and keep her money, alhamdulillah.
JazakAllah for that. We've got another call online. Assalamu alaikum. It seems we've lost that caller. I've got a number of questions. It says that, Mustafa, I want to know, my wife got very sick and was admitted to a private hospital. The bill was high and I had to take out a bond to pay it. Can I accept zakat to repay the loan?
Yes, in this case, yes. You, because obviously you are in financial difficulty, experiencing financial constraints, you are one deserving and worthy of receiving the zakat.
Assalamu alaikum. Do you have to pay zakat on receivables? Not sure what it meant. You just got receivables.
If you, for example, that you receive some goods and you have paid fully for those goods, then it becomes your asset. If you have not paid for those goods, those received goods, then it will go in your balance sheet as a liability.
I have heard that if a person has a wet dream after sari, the fast becomes invalidated. Is this true?
It is written clearly that the fast does not become invalidated. And then there is one other masala attached to this. That, for example, a person did not know the law. And when the person, after sari, went to sleep and then experienced a wet dream, when the person got up, the person thought that this has invalidated my fast, that this has broken my fast. Subsequently, the person ate. Now the fast is broken. And there is only qaza, not kafara on this case. The person will, after Ramadan, keep one fast for that action which he, was perpetrated by the person. No kafara involved.
Can you give Sadaqah al-Fitr to an orphanage?
Now remember that in that orphanage, if there are children who are worthy and deserving of receiving zakah, then obviously you can give it there. There is one interesting rule that nabalig children, that means according to the Shariat, those who are not mature, they can receive zakat. But if nabalig children are millionaires, they do not pay zakat.
Okay, so the difference is they can receive, but they cannot. But they do not pay zakat.
Yes.
Okay, we have an outstanding issue that we were busy discussing earlier on, and that had been about a woman, and you know, in terms of not only women, but anyone, for example, if they have wealth and somebody else wants to take them for Hajj, what is the ruling? You were going to explain that.
Yes. Following up on the caller who stated about the husband is going to pay the zakat, that I mentioned about that, and Sadqatul Fitr, and now Hajj. Hajj, generally what was happening, that the husband was taking the wife for Hajj, and because of Urf, we were saying, yes, it was permissible, good. Now, we should make it a point that the husband should tell the wife, who has got no money, that I intend going for Hajj and taking you along. So here's money for you. Whatever the money is, 30,000, 40,000. And then technically speaking, she has to become the owner of that wealth so that Hajj becomes obligatory upon her. Subsequently, that the husband can state, yes, let me control it and let me supervise this. As soon as that is done, then alhamdulillah, there'll be no difficulty in the fiqh, in the jurisprudic point of view. Similarly, with the children who are baligh, the father takes them, should make them the owner, technically speaking, prior to them fulfilling their obligation.
Jazakumullah for that. And we've got a question here. A brother's wife passed away about 2 years ago. Lawyers take about 2 years to sort out the estate, sometimes even longer. Who pays out the zakat in the interim 2 years, and who's liable?
Now the money is in abeyance, meaning that there is no proper ownership of this. Who is going to receive what? And there is no control of it. So when the estate is properly wound up, and now the person begins to receive the money, then according to Ahsan al-Fatawa, it is stated that the person should pay zakat on the previous years.
Sorry, maybe you should just clarify that. What on the previous years, how would that be calculated?
The person, for example, now the person received 100,000 rand after distribution of estate,
mm-hmm.
and it was left in abeyance for 2 years.
Right.
So the person will pay now first on 100,000 rand, 2.5%, give that away, then there's a balance, and another 2.5%. for the next year.
Or you wouldn't take it now cumulative. I've got 100,000, just pay the 2.5 and that would be fine.
No,
that wouldn't be.
No.
You have to pay for each year that
yes.
he has got. Okay. The third one, I'm not sure if it's a complete question. It says family member's business went insolvent and he has got no income. Can this brother pay him zakat, but he has a bond on his house?
We don't know who's got the bond or whatever.
What I'm saying,
if there's a person who's got insolvent, then the he'll become obviously financially bereft, and the person is experiencing monetary difficulties, then help that person, aid that person who is in those dire straits with zakat even.
If the brother was calling with a particular question or sister, could you please call back for further information? Perhaps we could help you with that. But that's the way the question is at the moment. The next one, I've got 43,000 rand cash and someone owing sister 49,000, and she has a car and insurance payment. How much is she liable to pay? 43,000 cash, and someone is owing the sister 49,000, right?
Yes.
So she's got 43,000 cash, and they're owing her 49,000. She has a car and an insurance payment. How much is she liable to pay?
Now, obviously, at this moment, she'll be paying on 43,000.
Yes.
And the other monies are due to her. Let that money come, then pay on it.
Jazakallah. And we've got I just want to give out the prices of gold and so forth. Can I just give that? I think people are wanting it. The zakat nisab for this year is 2,352 rands and 36 cents. The zakat nisab is 2,352 rands and 36 cents. And the other prices, and of course we've got the Satrakul Fitr for the Hanafis at 11 rands, and for the Fidya as well, and Satrakul Fitr and Fidya for the Shafi to consult their local ulama. And we've got the, you know, pricing of all the other different, carats of gold, 24, 22, 18, 14 and 9 and so forth. But I think for this afternoon's program, the Zakat Nisab is 2,352 rand and 36 cents. So I think that's what we're looking at.
I can mention one masla before you pose a question.
Yes, please go ahead.
If a person forgives the debtor for the debt owing to him, then this will not suffice as zakat. To simplify, say a person is owing you 20,000 rand.
Right.
And he does not want to pay you now.
Right.
So you cannot make an intention. That person is owing me 20,000 rand. He does not want to pay me that zakat. You cannot do that. That is not valid. And your zakat will not be discharged.
Okay. It says, salams, you have to pay zakat on bangles 2 months old. I don't know, the bangles are 2 months old, I suppose.
Yes. Those bangles obviously are gold. You have it evaluated. Now, if you were paying zakat previously, then you will include the valuation of your bangles and pay zakat. If you were not paying zakat previously, and now you receive these bangles, now you'll wait for the whole Islamic year to pass. Then you can pay zakat on the value of the bangles and other assets received by you.
Jazakumullah, the number to dial is 854-1548 and the code 011. 854-1548-011 or the SMS 073-461-3014. It's Mufti Ilyas with us, taking on your queries and questions pertaining to all aspects of Ramadan, and we're looking at zakat as well. Assalamu alaikum. I'm currently employed and have both pension and retirement fund. Am I liable for zakat?
You will not pay on the pension and provident fund. And if you have got surplus money over the nisab, then upon that you'll pay, and on that you'll pay zakat. But on your pension and provident fund, you will not pay.
I think, again, the rule here is because you do not have ownership and possession, we do not pay. Is that correct?
Yes. And, I would like to mention one masala that obviously when we are talking about the recipients of zakah, poor, needy, destitute, wayfarer, etc., that this applies to Muslims. Zakat cannot be given to non-Muslims.
Jazakumullah, we've got a call on line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Please go ahead.
I would like to find out from Mufti. There is a Muslim man who is going for a kidney transplant. His sister is donating her kidney for him. Can I give my zakat towards his operation because they are trying to run funds for his operation?
Okay, I can listen off. Just before you go, Mufti, do we need any further clarification?
No.
Is that fine? Okay, that's okay. Sister, you can listen off air. Okay, they're wanting to. She wants to give zakat to a person to be a recipient of a kidney transplant. The sister is going to give the kidney. I'm not sure if that effect is into the. But can she give the zakat over to them?
That person obviously is raising funds. The mere fact that they are raising funds is indicative of the fact that they are not wealthy. As a result, yes, you can give your zakat there.
Jazakumullah for that. So you can give your zakat to that. And the number to dial 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548, 073-461-3014, any aspect with regards to the month of Ramadan. Is that another clear Muslim clarification on zakat?
If the company in which you have shares is a business company, then zakat is payable upon the capital investment as well as the profits. If a company which collects rent, then zakat is only payable upon the profits earned and not on the initial investment. To simplify, that you are an owner of a building, you are landlord of flats. Now, you will pay not on the building value, but you will pay on the renter. But if you have invested shares, then zakat on shares are to be paid on the present market current value, together with its profits.
In case people are trying to get through, the SM numbers, SMS number is 073-461-3014, 073-461-3014. A question about a family trust. A person has passed on, has set up a family trust for education. The trust was specifically for members of the immediate family. There are no longer any more of these children now. Other children that I would benefit, can this trust be dissolved?
Dissolved?
Mm.
Now, remember, when the trust was formed, then obviously they had a constitution to it, they had a some clauses and laws to run that trust. So that has to be looked at, because it must have catered for this scenario where there is no benefactors, beneficiaries now living. If there is no beneficiaries living, then the executives, who are not the beneficiaries, obviously they have been elected or nominated beneficiaries for a definite purpose, they can now dissolve that trust how they deem fit and how they view it, that those people who formulated the trust, what they should have done if they were alive.
Jazakumullah for that. And the number to dial 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548, or this SMS number 0734613014, 0734613014. The engineer says people are not able to get through, but at the moment it is available, so please try again on 0734613014. I've got a number of messages coming through. This is the first one. It says here, if I had borrowed 5,000 rands 4 years ago from a friend, what amount should I pay him back? I think this is something that comes up quite often. You know, I think because the value is, you know, people, what you could buy with 5,000 maybe 2 years ago, you can't. I think that's why the question has been, so if I borrowed 5,000 4 years ago from a friend, what amount should I pay him back?
You have borrowed 5,000 rands. Obviously, that there is no interest bearing, and interest is haram. So although you borrowed it 5,000 5 years ago, you will repay only 5,000 back, not 1 cent extra.
There is a question, I'm not sure if it's completed. Is it permitted for a Muslim? It doesn't go back. I'm not sure what's happened to that. Okay, so the person who's tried to, that question hasn't come through, you could please SMS it at 0734613014. Let's go back to the earlier question. So you're not allowed to pay back any amount of money above the amount that you've actually got. So if you had gotten, or you borrowed 5,000, you pay back only 5,000. It doesn't matter whether things have increased or decreased. Is that correct?
Yes.
JazakAllah for that. And whilst we're waiting for callers to come in, the second aspect of zakat you were wanting to discuss with me.
If the part of, if you got, like, for example, gold teeth, mm-hmm. or you got a gold fixed tooth or filling, and this is not easily removable, then there is no zakat wajib on this, because this part has now become part of the body and is regarded as a necessary portion of one's body. Now, there are many who have got gold fillings or gold teeth. Now, because it has become part and parcel of the body, then the fuqaha are saying that zakat is not wajib on that. However, if you have got, for example, gold earrings, etc., jewelry. Remember that although it is touching the body, but it can be easily removed, obviously. Therefore, zakat will be payable on that.
JazakAllah, we're taking the callers that come through. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Mufti Sanko.
Right,
I just want to clarify the witr namaz, you know, for Hanafis and Shafis. Can Mufti just explain that? Clarify that. And then another thing is your qaza namaz. Do you have to read your, like, if you read your qaza after Isha, after Maghrib, do you have to read your nafil, everything, and then read your qaza, or you have to, you know, you can read it just after the sunnah? JazakAllah. And another question is the Kruger, and do you have to pay zakat on that?
Okay, so it's a three-pronged question. Can I just go through the first one? The one is about the witr salah.
Yes.
The difference. The second one is about qaza namaz and qurma. Should you read the nafil of that particular qaza?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Can you just rephrase that one about the qaza salah?
The qaza namaz. Do you have to, if you miss your qaza and you want to read it in after Maghrib or after Isha,
yes,
do you do it after the nafil namaz or after the sunnat namaz?
Okay, Jazakumullah. And then the third one is about your Kruger coin.
Yeah.
Okay, Jazakumullah. Right, we're taking the next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Please go ahead with your question.
I want to know from Mufti Saab that how many grams of gold should a person have in order for zakat to become liable?
Jazakumullah. Are you going to listen off air?
Jazakumullah, okay.
Right, assalamu alaikum. Mufti Saab, I think we can start with the last one first because we started at the very beginning about how many grams of should a person have?
87.479 grams of gold.
87.479 grams of gold, so that is the first one. The second one is, let's go back, do you pay
Kruger.
The zakat on Kruger Rand?
Yes, now you, obviously the Kruger coin, you would have the current market related value, meaning if you have to buy a Kruger coin now, then what is the value? That value, upon that you will pay zakat.
Well, today the Kruger Rand is at 5,433.37. That was the last one that we've got, the last update. So it was 5,433.37. Okay, let's go to the other one, the Qaza Salah. When you're making Qaza Salah, should you do it after your Sunnah or after your Nafil Salah?
First of all, that if you have got Qaza Salah, then you may leave out the Nawafils and replace the performance of Nafil with the performance of Qaza. And you may do it before the performance of your Sunnah or after the performance of your Sunnah.
The difference between the Witr Salah of the Shawafi and Hanafi?
The Hanafis, as a principal rule, do not have one rakat, contrary to the other mazhabs. The Hanafis will make the three witr together with one salam. The Shawafi will make two rakats, give salam, and then one rakat. Obviously, the dua kulut for the Shafis will be recited after the 15th Ramadan, 15th Tarawih. Yeah, Ismail Bhai, can I just mention something which I would like to talk about, the Masnoon Surahs in Witr?
Okay, please go ahead.
If there is a caller, please interject.
Okay, there is one caller. You want to first take the call?
Yeah, I'll take the caller.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I want to ask Mufti Saab a few questions. One is that sterling silver household utensils, should zakat be paid on that?
Okay, secondly, sorry, you're going a bit too fast.
Way
I'm
too
just,
fast.
I'm just so sterling silver
utensils.
Utensils.
Household utensils.
Yes.
Should zakat be paid
utensils
on that?
Okay.
Secondly, 9-carat gold.
Nine.
I don't know, do you calculate zakat on 9-carat gold?
Okay.
And the third question is that if you give zakat to an institution, and if the institution only discharges the zakat after a few months, is your zakat discharged the moment you give it to the institution or the time when the institution discharges it on your behalf? I need to know those three questions. Jazakallah. I'll listen on air.
Jazakumullah for that. Mufti Saab, it's a three-pronged question.
Yes.
The first one is, there's another caller. Do you want to take the other call
no,
as well?
Let me
take it. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Please go ahead, Bin.
Okay, Mufti Saab, I'd like to know, if a lady passed away and she has 7 children, 2 males and 5 females, how is her estate distributed?
Okay, you can listen off air.
Jazakumullah
khair. Okay. So let's go back to the first one. Sterling silver on utensils in the house. Is that, do you pay zakat on that?
The you will pay on silver jewelry, not on the utensils.
Okay. Mm. The question about 9-carat gold, do you pay or not pay?
If a person is payer of zakat, then we will advise evaluate the 9-carat gold, the 9-carat gold, and include it into your zakat assets. And these days, that the grammage of the gold has gone up very high, because gold price has risen extremely high. So the 9-carat gold, I am not a jeweler, but perhaps some jeweler can advise us that what is the value of it? Is it over the zakat nisab or not?
Well,
if it's over the nisab of zakat, then obviously you would have paid zakat on it.
Today's 9-carat gold, can I just interject, is 85 rand and 48 cents. 85 rand and 48 cents a gram.
A gram? And how many grams is the 9-carat?
Well, I don't.
That's a problem.
Gee.
That's where you and I come short.
Gee.
So, okay, the next question.
The next one is, you give your money over to an institution.
Oh, yes. When will your zakat be discharged?
Mm-hmm.
For example, you gave your zakat in this month to an institute. When you gave it, your zakat is not yet discharged. When that institute distributes your zakat, at that time, your obligation has now been fulfilled. That is why we request the institutes to distribute quickly the zakat. Some of the institutes unfortunately hold their zakat money year upon year. And this is totally wrong. Zakat should be, first of all, distributed by an individual even. We have got a pattern, for example, that we calculate our zakat in Ramadan. And because we hear of the tremendous sawab, etc., we give it away to institutes, etc. Those institutes not necessarily give it out in Ramadan. So the obligation will be fulfilled when the institute disposes of that zakat. We are saying, calculate your zakat in Ramadan, but spread it throughout the year, because the poor, needy, destitute wayfarer, they are present throughout the year. They are not only available in Ramadan. So give it weekly, give daily, weekly, monthly, and that is very good, because the need of the poor is not only restricted and confined to only one month, but it is spread. So you also spread your zakat giving.
JazakAllah, we're getting another two callers and then we're going to go for a break. Let's take the first caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam, salam.
Please go ahead.
Maulana, Ramzan Mubarak to you and everybody at Radio Islam. Maulana, I borrowed the money to some people, family people. Is the zakat payable on that, Maulana?
Okay, you borrowed money to somebody and you want to know the zakat is payable. You listen off the air, okay? JazakAllah. Right, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Please go ahead. Please go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum. Mufti Sahib, I've got my amount of my gold jewelry. It works out to 64.12 grams. So do I have to pay zakat on it?
Okay, you can listen off air.
And one more thing, Ismail Bhai, I just want to know, what do you do with the interest money that you have?
Okay, so you got two questions.
Yes, I would like to know, what can we do with the interest money? Can we give it to the poor, or can we give it to the non-Muslims?
Okay, JazakAllah. Right, Assalamu alaikum. The person has borrowed money, and is zakat liable on the money that he's borrowed?
When he gets that money back, then he will pay zakat on that.
Okay, so when he gets the money back, he pays the card. Until such time, he's not liable. The next one is, the sister called in. She's got 64.12 grams, and we talk about 87.47
grams. So the card is not payable, not liable on that amount.
But my other question to that is, if I got other monies with it...
Yes, if you have got other assets, money, cash on hand, etc., then you will add it. Because the whole idea is to benefit the poor.
So you
will add it if you have got other assets. If you have only got that, then you do not have to pay zakat on it.
The other one is the amount, the interest. Can or should we pay? How can we disperse of the interest?
I will answer that. I just put one rider for another answer that we have given. The person can give it away to a poor, needy Muslim.
Okay.
And zakat is wajib upon gold and silver, according to the Hanafi mazhab, whether it is in the form of jewelry or utensils, whether it is for women or men, whether it is in use or not. Now, that brother was talking about sterling silver utensils. Now, sterling silver, is it the silver? Now, I do not know whether sterling silver will be classified as silver as utilized in the jewelry. If it is the same same quality of silver, then obviously they are going to pay zakat on it.
Can a grandmother give a granddaughter zakat, and can a mother-in-law give a daughter-in-law zakat?
The second one we have mentioned is permissible. When we read out the list, that see, zakat given by one's daughter, one's own daughter, her children, grandchildren, and downwards. So that will not be discharged.
But the mother-in-law one?
Mother-in-law one will be discharged.
Jazakumullah, we've got a call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Please go ahead, Din.
Ramzan Mubarak to Mufti Sahib and to Ismail Sariyawa. Allah reward you and give you long life and good health and your families as well. I just got a few, two questions to ask. My daughter passed away 3 years ago, right? But I never yet took her jewelry to, she gave her jewelry to me to give it to her children when they are big. Mm-hmm. But I know I must pay zakat on their jewelry. But last year and the year before, I took only 500 rand out for zakat on their jewelry. But I didn't know how much it weighed. Can you tell me how much is 18 karat gold and sterling silver as well? And how much do you pay on 18 karat gold? And the other question is, does it change every year or does it stay the same? And can you give a grocery parcel out or money? What is the difference? JazakAllah Allah Sunani.
Jim, this up, I think, quite a number of to that particular question. The daughter passed away 2 years ago.
First of all, that you can give out your grocery parcel to the needy in form of zakat.
Okay.
Now the 18 karat gold, I think you've got a chart in front of you.
I've got it out. I can just read that out to the sister now. And just the 18 karat gold for today is 147 rand and 11 cents per gram. 147 rand and 11 cents per
what
gram.
What my suggestion is that I think there is some facilities provided by certain jewelers that you can get the details from Radio Islam, that they come to your house and evaluate your jewelry. So you should phone them up and let them come and evaluate your jewelry. And you should pay then the zakat on behalf. Now, if they are nabalik children, for example, if they are nabalik children, then even if they are possessors of the jewelry which is supposed to be zakatable, then they will not pay zakat on it. Please understand what I'm saying. That the rule is nabalig children who are wealthy, upon them zakat is not obligatory. And she is now the custodian of the jewelry. She is not the owner of the jewelry, she's just the guardian custodian of the jewelry. So when those children become baligh, then they'll be liable to pay zakat on that jewelry.
A sister from the UK has a relative which has met with a major accident and is currently in the ICU and is almost brain damaged. Can Mufti Sahib give advice and duas for guidance of the recovery of this person?
First of all, we request all the listeners to make dua for all those who are ailing, sick, undergoing operations, and all those who are suffering in whichever, whatever way, that we request to Radio Islam listeners, satellite Islam listeners, and those who are sourcing us via internet to make dua for the person also who has requested for duas. The person involved should consult the local ulama that what is the position, and they will investigate with the doctors there and take an opinion about whether they should carry on with the treatment or not. And acting upon the ruling of the ulama of that area, not as far away, of that area who will make an inspection in loco and then come to a decision that whether they should carry on treatment or not, and meanwhile make a lot of dua and make a lot of sabr.
Salam, just want to know a person who believes he is sick and receives money from his family, is it permissible? He says he believes he's sick. I'm not sure if he says he is really sick. Who believes he's sick, and is it permissible for him to, from his family, is it permissible?
See, the person here, for example, if he's poor and needy, as long as he is poor and needy, and he is deserving and worthy of receiving zakat, then you obviously give him the zakat, your zakat is obligation has been rendered fulfilled. He is believing and pretending that he is sick, that's a different issue. It would not affect the validity of zakat giving.
If earning a weekly salary, how is zakat calculated?
First of all, you should calculate that by multiplication, that will you be a person giving zakat? For example, you could be earning a very little salary weekly, which only suffices for your needs and necessities. And if you week on and week on, you are just breaking even and making ends meet, upon that is no zakat. But if you are, alhamdulillah, getting a very, very good salary, then obviously you can, by multiplication, know that if I had to keep this money, then at the end of one Islamic lunar year, I will be liable to give zakat. Then you can give out weekly. Like how some of the businessmen, corporates, they project that we are going to give out so much money in zakat. Therefore, they give out weekly, monthly, alhamdulillah.
I want to know, my nephew is in a situation, he doesn't have an income, so can I give him the zakat? Is it permissible to give him the zakat? It's a nephew.
What we mentioned in the initial stages of the program, that you can give a zakat, obviously, to your brothers and sisters. Zakat will be discharged if you give it to the following: your real brothers, sisters, paternal uncle and aunt and their children, and maternal uncle and aunt and their children. So the nephew, for example, that zakat given to the following would not be discharged: one's own son, his children, grandchildren downwards; one's own daughter, her children, grandchildren. So obviously the nephew, you cannot give zakat.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Please go ahead.
Can I ask Mr. Saab a question?
Please go ahead.
Not in connection with zakat, is it okay?
That's fine.
What happened is I'm in business and somebody came to sell me stuff which I refused, I didn't want. But I do buy those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over the phone, and they came personally to sell to me, but I didn't. I knew it was from around there somewhere that somebody was selling it. I was interested, but not to buy it from these people. So what happened is, another chap came to me and asked me, how's this quality and how's this good? And while talking, he told me where it comes from. And I went and I bought the goods from them. Is it allowed for me to buy it from that person, or is it wrong? Because I found this chap told me where it comes from and I bought it from him. I'll listen on it.
Jazakumullah, Mufti Saab. Walaikum Salaam. Mufti Saab, you got that question?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
If you have no concrete evidence from where it came, if you have no proper, finite, definite evidence from where it came, what I understand, reading between the lines, that perhaps the person is saying that these goods are stolen, and therefore that is where the doubt has arisen. If you have got no concrete evidence, then it is permissible for you to buy it. You cannot take hearsay as evidence. You cannot take conjecture as evidence. You cannot take speculation as concrete evidence. So if you yourself have got no concrete evidence that this is stolen property, you may buy it.
Well, maybe the other spin to that particular question is, perhaps he didn't want to buy it from him, but he knew the source from where to buy it. So if I come to you and I say, Mufti Saab, I've got something, I know the source is from somewhere else, where I'll get a better price.
You can buy it from anywhere.
That would be
perfect. You as a buyer can buy it from the person who's selling it or from the source.
Okay, I've got another one. I want to ask Mufti Saab to give advice on zakah. Last year, we were in a tough situation, couldn't pay. Now we need to pay this year. How do we go about paying? Do we calculate last year's one? Do we pay last year's one by working it out according to last year's nisab and this year's one according to this year's nisab?
First of all, that I presume that due to cash flow, they did not pay zakat last year. Firstly, that alhamdulillah, now they want to pay. So Allah reward them for that. Now they will make their calculation with the last year's nisab, number one. Secondly, they should make a lot of istighfar and tawbah for not paying it last year, but pay it quickly. This year, they say, alhamdulillah, they want to pay. So they will calculate on this year's nisab. And may Allah Ta'ala give ability to all those who are paying zakat to pay their zakat. And this, inshallah, will be a blessing and mercy for the entire country and world.
JazakAllah, we've got a call. It'll be our last caller for the day. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Please go ahead.
Okay. I just have one question. I work at the bank, and I feel obviously the salary that I get is inevitably mingled with interest. Mm-hmm. But just want to find out if I am allowed to use my salary to go for Hajj, and if from that salary, assuming it has interest, is zakat payable as well? Shukran, I listen on the radio.
Okay, JazakAllah. It's a two-pronged part of that question. Working in the bank, knows that some portion of the money would be, you know, tainted with some interest money. Can she go for Hajj, and does she have to pay zakat?
First of all, as a rule, that we do not encourage females to work. Men are those who are supposed to provide and sustain, and men are the breadwinners and custodians, well-wishers of the females. That's one point. Secondly, that with that money, she can go for Hajj. Thirdly, that if it is over the nisab, she must pay zakat from her earnings. And fourthly, she would make constant istighfar and tawbah for working in such a place.
JazakAllah for that one. And I've got another one here. It says, Salams, I have an investment from which I am in receipt of monthly income of 2,500 rand, also have 300 grams of gold jewelry. Please advise on zakat to pay. Shukran.
If this is obviously above your need and necessity, then gather all that money, obviously times 12, and they calculate the gold value, add all up, and take 2.5% of this and pay it out in zakat.
Can you give zakat to your brother? I think we've explained it at length. And can a father
give zakat to your brother and sister? Gee.
And can a father give to his son?
Father to the son, no.
No. When is a person liable for zakat?
When a person, first of all, does not have the nisab. That means he does not have gold to the value of nisab, silver to the value of nisab, and also does not have the cash. And the cash for one entire lunar Islamic year, and the quantity, the amount was 2,300 or something.
Yeah, the amount here is, I've got it just here with me, it is 2,352 rands and 36 cents, and it changes from day to day, so people have to just check with that and with the
radio. If you do not have that amount of money, then you are one worthy of receiving zakat.
Can you use interest money to build a toilet? My brother wants to build a toilet for his mother-in-law because the toilet is outside the house.
You cannot utilize the interest money to build a toilet for your mother-in-law.
JazakAllah, Muftisab, I think we've just got a couple of minutes, about 2 minutes. Would you like to go with some of that, the masail or some of the rulings for the witr? I think surahs to be read in the witr.
JazakAllah. It is proven from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the following to be masnoon and mustahab. That means the kirat, the surahs to be read in witr. First rakat, Surah Ala. In the second rakat, Surah Kafirun. And in the third rakat, Surah Ikhlas. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not make constancy of the above. Thus, to make regularity on the above will be going above the limits. It is masnoon to read different surahs in all three rakats. For example, first rakat, Surah Zilzal. Second, Kawthar. Third, Ikhlas. In a narration in Tirmidhi, it is learned that in the first rakat, one can read Al-Haqibu Takasur, or Surah Qadr, or Surah Zilzal. In the second rakat, one may read Surah Nasr, Surah Asr, or Surah Kausar. In the third rakat, one may read Surah Kafirun, Surah Lahab, or Surah Ikhlas. And I would just have one small request, that if someone can advise us, or advise me also, my email is muftie@mweb.co.za. What is the difference, and what is the definition of sterling silver, and silver utilized in jewelry?
Shazakmullah, that's a request. So what's the difference in sterling jewelry and sterling silver and silver used in jewelry? Is there a difference? And you could email that to Mufti Ilyas at Mufti Sabs. Again, the email address.
Mufti@mweb.co.za.
That brings us to the end of another wonderful program with Mufti Sabs. Inshallah, been very, very informative, highly informative, and we've now come to the end of this particular program.